2, 1. Yeah.
What would be worse? See those ones over there? A bowling pin? One of those pineapple candlesticks? Or the candelabra thing? Or one of those
to sit on or my dick hole?
To sit on in your anus hole.
With my dick hole. Wait, can we say dick hole on your show?
Yeah, do men call their anus a dick hole?
It's the, well, the anus is the pussy of the man's butt.
So therefore,
medically speaking, that's the medical term.
You call it a dick hole.
I call my dick hole a dick hole. That's slang.
You know, I like it that it's a more sort of receptive, part of the anatomy than, say, like a rejective part of the anatomy, which I think, you know, the poop comes out of. You're sort of like, I'm going to accept the candelabra. I'm going to accept the bowling pin. I'm going to accept things that penetrate my body.
Bottle rockets, Roman candles. Steve Jobs' skull. I fit up there one time on a tour at the Apple sweatshops in China. They had Steve Jobs' skull on a mantle.
Wait a minute.
And I threw it off the suicide net. It bounced up and went back in my bee. But
in my dick hole. But wait, so then what do you
that
call your...
That is a true story
your...
that is completely 100% accurate.
What it you... bounced off the suicide net.
What it bounced you... off the suicide net at the Apple sweatshops, and it just ricocheted, bing, boom, 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 right up my ass.
So, okay, wait, but... okay.
And then I came out with the iPhone 7. True story. Ask Wozniak.
What do you call your urethra hole, then?
That's the dick hole.
Oh, that is a dick hole. So yeah. I'm sorry. I was going off the idea that a man had sort of one hole down there, but you know what?
I have several.
You do.
The piercings alone.
This is
several.
My own. I'm flawed educationally. You know, I grew up in the Northwest. We didn't have much sex ed.
Really? The Northwest? I thought you guys were just banging. There's hippies and... you're just listening to Stone Temple Pilots cutting down trees.
Oh, for sure.
Spoon man,
but
the
nobody
spoon man
told us
slapping about... away the spoons on his
spoon man.
Spoon man. Spoon man.
Well, you listen to a lot of 311 too, right, Anna?
I think
Eric likes 311.
I love 311.
I love 311 too.
Yeah. I can
but
tell.
After their third album, the one that made it big.
Yeah. Self-titled?
I wrote them...
No, you did not.
I wrote them a letter that was not very nice.
Oh, really? You were talking shit.
A little
Do
bit
Do they still have the letter?
They haven't written me back
did they
yet.
Write, yeah, did they write a song about you?
They were like, fuck that bitch from Seattle.
I remember that song. I never knew that the reference. I didn't know what they were talking about.
What did you write in the letter? What did you say to me?
I just said how disappointed I was that I thought they lost their creative way.
Wow. That's very articulate. That's a very articulate.
If I got that letter, I would be devastated. Thank God I started out with all the classics of Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, and 4, so no one is writing me with their disappointment letter. But yeah, no, I remember seeing 311 in the early days. Like,
don't you think comedy's harder than drama? Like, you are very, very good at what you do. You're very, very talented.
Thanks.
And I think comedy
that is really
don't
nice
you think
to
comedy
say.
Is like I think way less people can do what you do than if you did a dramatic role. I feel like we honor drama more than comedy, but I'm like, comedy's way harder. There's
I know
way less people that can do comedy.
We talk well. About this a lot, and I think that it has to be the embracement of the idea of making an ass out of yourself.
The embracement of the perpetuity of the black man in society.
Society.
Salaam alaikum, my sister. But I feel like they're...
No, it is...
Who's your competition?
Fucking no one.
No.
That's not true at all. But
I think you're a phenomenal talent.
But so is this a takeover? Because no, is this like a compliment takeover? Because
no,
I want
to
compliment
what, I don't,
you.
I'm not. I'm a little bit
jaded.
No.
Well, can I put
maybe,
other
I mean,
words in your mouth? Bisexual. Complicated.
Leper. I have the Zika. I'm patient zero.
I'm so glad you're here.
You're not expecting, are you? What was I talking about? No, I just think you're great.
Oh, thanks. Well, I think you're great too. But you're right though that I do think that.
But I think that comedy is.
It's a tough.
I don't know. Underappreciated. But I think like. When's the last time an Academy Award for Best Picture went to a comedy? Never.
I'm trying to think of that right now.
Annie Hall.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's Annie
Hall,
right?
Nice.
Wait, wasn't
Alex,
Tootsie?
Tootsie
won Best Picture, didn't it?
Did Tootsie win Best Picture?
I thought so. Maybe it was just Dustin Hoffman for Best Actor. But
yeah. You're right. No, we celebrate.
I think Annie Hall is probably the one
the last
and only.
One.
I don't even think anything before.
And is that even like
a? You look that up.
It is. But
it's comedic, but it's like a dramedy.
Right.
As ever a straight comedy. Yeah, whatever.
Right. I'm going to now ask you a series of questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is your least favorite word?
I don't know. I think I like them all. Does it have to be an English word?
No.
It could just be phonetics?
Yep.
Fark.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is your favorite word?
Apparently also FARC. I actually turned my toot around on that fake word. That fake Dr. Seuss bullshit I just made up.
What turned you?
What are you listening to, Pantera? What do you got in those headphones?
What?
She's just a death metal just raining into her
ear. What turned you on?
Oh, you know, big tits and a fat ass booty.
What
and a
turned
wet
you
pussy
off?
And a dick and an asshole. I don't know.
What sounds or noise do you love? What sounds or noise do you hate? What is your favorite?
Garuga.
What is your favorite?
I licked this microphone more times than I meant to.
What is your favorite curse word?
What are you listening to? Crash Test Dummies?
What profession other than your own would you like?
There was a girl who something went to bigger than bed and round bed and she ran birthmarks all over her body.
And she said,
"That's some Canada shit, right?
Why are you looking at me like that?
You're almost to Vancouver.
Hey, man,
what's up?
I'm from Edmonds, Washington.
How far is that from Canada? 2-3 minutes tops.
I'm trying to ask you these questions from the actor studio. This is going to be the only time, Eric Andre, that you're going to be asked these fucking questions.
No, I'm an open book. I'm spread eagle. Ask me anything.
Oh, you are looking incredibly sexy, spread eagle.
Thank you very much.
My sweet husband is upstairs putting our son to bed.
No, wake that little boy up. He's got to hear this. How old is he?
He's about to turn 4.
Wake him up.
What
you got to make that kid strong. You're going to make him weak by putting him to bed.
This really is a takeover, huh?
My dad did sleep deprivation, and look how I turned out.
Boca Raton.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Female body inspector.
You mean like TSA?
TSA.
So, like,
TSA.
What, $9.50 an hour? Sergeant Andre, I'm sorry I carried this pocket knife through security.
Oh, is it like a sexy porn TSA?
You're going to have to inspect me, I guess, in private.
Okay, I got gonorrhea, but I guess I will.
But I'm also with my mom, my dad, and my 8 kids. Well,
I'm fucking both your parents tonight.
That would be so hot. What profession would you not like to do?
Who would you rather have sex with, your mom or your dad? Gun to your head.
Okay. All right.
Gun to
okay.
your fucking
now,
head.
Now, this is a takeover.
No,
okay,
gun
I'm,
to your head. You,
know
you have to check. You have to pick. You have to check. You have to pick. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Bare Naked Ladies had a lot of hits. They're fantastic. Riddle me that.
How do you think they came up with that lyric? Chickadee, what was it again?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. And, oh, man, that was a bad fucking lyric.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, but I guess
they are bigots. They are racists.
They are?
The Bare Naked Ladies deserve to apologize to the entire continent of Asia.
Are you ready to do some improvs?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, you didn't finish asking me questions.
Well, you weren't really answering them.
You need to wake up your son because I'm about to raise that child as my own. To adopt him. And I'm calling child services on you, and I'm getting him removed from the building.
Thank God.
Because this place is danger city everywhere.
I know.
This is unfit.
I know, you're right. My mom's ceramic swans.
Your mom's ceramic swans.
And the wedding gifts that I got from
Hall of Knives.
Other people. You're right. Yep. Okay. All right. Do you want one more question or do you want improv?
What do you do when people go to you like, yo, where do I know you from? What do you say? You're like, oh, where'd you go to high school? How do you command a role?
No.
Or do you rattle off your resume?
I used to be like, oh, I don't know. But now I feel a little more impatient. Now I'm a little bit more like, well, I'm an actress.
Yeah, but then they're going to want to know. They're
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, but what? Like,
What are you in?
And then you feel like a schmuck rattling off your
totally.
IMDb page.
But then I do it. I say, well, you know, I make a lot of really stupid movies that 14-year-old boys like. So I don't know. Yep. The spoof movie. I don't know. And gosh, this is crazy.
Yeah, but they want specifics. They always want specifics, right?
Yeah. And then it's like scary movie. Oh, I don't like scary movies. No.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Well, no. It's
and you're like, I'm late to my connecting flight. I got to go.
Yeah. It's a comedy. Yeah. I'm on a show.
Who do you get confused with? Are they ever like, no, I remember you were in European Road Trip. And they're like, no, that wasn't. They're like, yeah, that's you.
When I was younger, I got a Mina Suvari and on two rare occasions that I will totally cherish, Britney Spears.
I get Macy Gray. Try to walk away and I stumble. And I try to walk away and I stumble.
Do you do a pretty good pratfall?
I sure do.
That would be a pretty good way out of it, to just be like, I'm so sorry. Or if you could take some Ipecac syrup so you just suddenly start vomiting all over the place.
I always carry around an old-timey 19th century apothecary bottle of Ipecac wherever I go, just so I can projectile vomit. And I have a phosphate and a malt and all the old-timey liquids that...
Okay. Now, before we get into improvs, I gotta know, are you single? What are you doing?
I'm gay for pay.
All right, but come on, throw me a bone.
I'm hanging out with a nice thing, young lady.
All right.
Wait,
all right.
Tell me about this nice thing. This nice lady.
This nice thing.
You said nice thing.
Tell me about this nice thing. They call a lady. You had like a weird Italian accent for like 5 seconds too. Telling me about this nice thing. When I came to this country, I wanted to hear and see all the beautiful things from Sicily. And my grandmother said, ask Eric about the nice things. And she gave me her favorite carbonara recipe. And then she died.
My Italian accent sounds like Count Chocula. I'm really fucking
I know,
off.
But I love the button at the end of the story. That was so good.
Yeah.
Was it like cholera or?
Cholera. Oh, yeah. Well, Guillermo
what's
died
an old,
of.
Yeah. What
consumption or something that's not a real disease. Zika, actually. She was patient zero.
No, but what I really want to know, that when you meet a girl, if she doesn't know who you are. Does she know who you were before?
I carry an iPad and I press play on my
But here's the thing.
Acting reel.
Do they know your character? Do they know it?
Do they know my shtick?
Do they know your
no,
shtick?
Not all the time, no.
They don't. No. So what about this nice little thing you're dating right now?
I'm meeting these girls off Tinder, Craigslist, LinkedIn.
Seriously?
No. Well, I mean, I think that's what a date is, right? Getting to know somebody.
Way to be vague.
Did your mom really make those?
Fuck you. Fuck you, Eric Andre. This is the first time I've told a guest to fuck off before Sim.
Yes, it's true. Before me.
I wear that with a badge.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Be protective.
I wear that with
be protective of your privacy, you fucking asshole. Okay.
I'm dating a nice girl. I'm hanging out. I just started hanging out with a nice girl.
Okay. Looks like you're bullshitting. Hi, nice girl. I hope you listen to this. Seems like he really likes you. Okay, so
her name is Macy Gray. I do.
Okay, yeah. All right, so are you ready for the first of a few improvs?
Yes, my nipples are rock hard.
Good. Okay, now listen. I'm only.
Are you
gonna
have
you...
another kid?
Oh God!
Why don't you just crack him out?
Why
octomom
is this
it up?
Like takeover, man. I gotta tell you,
because
I don't.
Your husband
know.
Is a hunk.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. Your guys got
true.
Great genes.
Go on. Wait, back it up. What part did you mean? Like, back it up to the second part of the first part that you said. You know, the part where.
You guys are a handsome couple.
Oh,
got great DNA. Start cranking those little fuckers out. Assemble an army.
It's so.
You got to fill this house. You're going to do a house with three people. You can, how many rooms you got in here? Two, three, four, five rooms in here. Fill them up. You six kids in this room, fill them up to the top.
Easy peasy for a man to say.
No, I know. Was it hard giving birth? My friend gave birth, and I go, what did it feel like? She goes, she's from the Bronx. She was like, felt like I shit a watermelon out of my pussy. I'm like, oh, my God. Her words, not mine.
No, but it actually feels worse than that. It feels like...
Can I say pussy? I'm sorry.
You can say pussy. Like I love... That's one of my...
Are you crying?
No, it feels like someone is simultaneously stabbing you the back while you have a horrible case of food poisoning. So you're nauseous and someone's stabbing you in the back and your whole body is like shuddering shakedown of pain. And I feel like I
so
have
are you like one and done or are you like no more?
No, I would love more, but... But you just have to be. That pain should not go unacknowledged.
Uh-huh, right.
And I've always prided myself on a high pain threshold, and I didn't scream.
Did you do drugs?
Eventually, but yeah. Cedars-Sinai was having a crazy birth thing. Like when they were having over like 35 births
Whoa.
A day.
Births
so
are
they
in.
Didn't have like a room for me.
Oh
so
God,
everyone's
you're just in the
like
hallway.
People are exactly
oh
people
my
are
God,
giving birth in the hallway, whatever.
You're
but
signing
but,
scary movie DVDs.
Yes.
People are taking Snapchats with you.
And Chris kept saying like, "Honey, I'm so impressed." But it was sweet because my husband was like, "I'm so impressed that you're not screaming." But what he didn't know was that I couldn't even gasp a breath.
Yeah, aren't men just like dumb lummox cavemen? Hey, babe, you're doing really good. Are you like, you're so fucking unnecessary.
No.
Get away from me.
Yes,
you should have pepper sprayed him.
But no, but they were so, but he would like, he was also so proud of, I don't know. I know, I don't, not to get gushy, but he was really proud. So now I can never scream again. You are in Rancho Cucamonga.
I was.
You're coming back from a baby shower.
Oh, this is a scenario.
Yeah.
This is like an algebra question?
Yeah.
There's
basically.
A train going.
I'm your Uber driver.
Okay. I got arrested in Rancho Cucamonga, so that's what I thought you were going to talk about.
No, did you really get arrested there?
Really? Oh, shit. Sorry.
Seriously?
Do you want me to change the location?
Is this a funny story before we get into this?
Yeah, I got arrested doing taping the show, doing a prank for the show.
Shit.
In
Rancho Cucamonga.
What happened?
So thanks for bringing that up. It was really trauma.
If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to talk about it.
It was like the goddamn Shawshank Redemption in there for me. No, I was in jail for a night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What'd you do?
the mayor was speaking. I went to a town hall meeting, and the mayor was speaking, and I ran up to the podium, and I was like, vote for me for class president, and I'll put beer in the water fountains and cameras in that girl's locker rooms. Woo, don't tase me, bro. And they were like, there was like 20 sheriffs.
And they arrested you?
Well, I told the cop my name was John Coltrane. And he was like, looking up John Coltrane, and he's like, you're not coming up in the database, Coltrane. And then, so I got arrested. I got disturbing the peace, and what was the other one? Lying to the cop, telling him my name was John Coltrane.
God. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was really,
oh, what is wrong?
Really not worth it. It was super not worth it.
All right.
It was super not worth not being allowed in Canada for a couple years.
Well, okay. So wait. All right. If you were to choose a city of your choice where you're coming back from.
What was the Magic Ukulele thing?
Well, I'm going to be your Uber driver, and you're coming back from a baby shower.
Okay.
Hey, are you Eric?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm your Uber. It's Shauna.
Hey, what's up, Shauna?
Hey, where are you going tonight?
69 Avenue.
Okay, so I'm going to plug that in. 69 so what avenue? Or like, yeah, wait, where is that?
420 Street and 311 Place.
Okay, that's not really coming up on my computer. You were supposed to actually plug in the address that you wanted to go to before you actually called me.
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Okay, do you want to head, like, what? Where are you headed? Like, Hollywood or what? Or,
I'm
like...
headed up. I just want to, like, go up in the sky. Oh, shit. Dad just got busted by his own son. T-Rex. He gave Dad the T-Rex sound. He's like a velociraptor. Just eat fucking tearing through Fruit Loops boxes and shit.
Come say hi. Come say hi.
He's peeing in your V8 right now. What, you getting a little cameo in here, bro?
No, I just was really hey, how you guys doing? Anyways, no, I left the boy
upstairs.
Take that
shirt off. See, let's see what you're working with, baby.
I left the boy upstairs, but I was coming to find this because that's why.
You're trying to strangle him. I get
whip.
It.
I'm not going to. It's a cord.
It's a whip. I'm sorry, whip.
It's an Ethernet cord. Anyways, this stuff's really complicated. Mike, I need your help. No, I'm joking. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Really
doing?
Good. I'm good. I don't mean to bust in. I just wanted to pop by.
We were the middle of something.
I always love. No. Listen, honey. I'm an Uber driver named Shauna.
Oh.
And he's not really giving me straight directions.
What's the farthest you guys have got with each other?
I'm gonna call.
Cards on the table.
I'm gonna call my boyfriend,
third base?
Brad.
Oh, Brad? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Wait.
Brad?
Oh, shit. Hey.
I'm with this creepy passenger, and he's not telling me where he wants to go. He keeps saying that he wants to go to, like, 420 Avenue or 69.
Where you're supposed to talk to him through your phone.
Oh.
Your hair smells pretty. You could be a model.
Honey.
What's your address? That's where I want
to
go.
Starting to feel a little bit nervous.
I usually just lurk around the docks. You got any pickle chips?
Sounds like.
You got any sun chips back here? That's my vice. You got any ointments for me gums? Get back here, Dad. Your son's falling off the staircase right now. What are you doing? I'm calling child services.
Chris just booked it.
He's doing cartwheels off the stove.
Okay, so hey, I'm pretty much not going to drop you off at your original location.
They called me Gums McGee. Just drop me off in the alleyway that you can't get out of. Hurry.
Okay.
I got an audition for the Vagina Monologues later.
Oh my God, I love that show so much. I saw it the first time I went to New York.
Oh, it was fantastic. And then I saw Rent, Mamma Mia, and Wicked. And
oh my
I had
God.
A crazy
So you actually
time.
Really love like female-driven programs.
I stood on that TKTS line for 2 hours in the cold, and I froze my little nips off.
I feel like you're a feminist in hiding, even like hiding behind a super creep.
I'm Gloria Steinem and Jerry Sandusky's body.
Okay, I guess this improv is now over because I'm gonna drop you off.
Okay, fucking tight. I'm gonna fucking squirt.
Can you give me a 5-star? If you give me 5 stars, I'll give you 5 stars.
Can I Venmo you 5 stars? I'm fucking horny. Am I doing this right? I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay, now
I'm on a fake talk show that comes on at 4 a.m. during boner commercials. So.
Which is fucking brilliant, by the way.
It's my favorite show.
Fucking great.
Yes, no, it is. Bring it. It really on. Is.
Give it to me.
Adult Swim on Fridays at midnight.
Yes.
It's so fucking good.
Thank you.
Is it weird? I mean, you clearly are a host. I was about to ask a dumb fucking question. Is it weird being a host?
Yeah.
Like how?
No, I mean, no, it's fine.
You have to like ask other people questions? Yeah, and then you kind of freak them out.
Are you like the black sheep of your family, or are your family, is everybody in your family like a goofball? I feel like people from Washington are so nice. They're like almost Canadian.
They're, you know.
Did you get along with your parents?
See, this is you twisting this shit around again on me. I was going to ask you the same question.
Yeah.
Are you the dark horse of your family?
I am the white lightning of my family. I'm the white pony. I'm heroin. I'm the heroine of my family.
Are your parents ever embarrassed? Because my parents are all the time.
No.
Of course they are.
Are they very conservative?
They're very liberal politically, but they're very conservative.
Like buttoned up.
Yeah, like my mom, you know, she really wanted me to be a virgin till I got married.
No,
like
really?
Yeah.
Are they very religious?
No, but that's the oddest
part.
Your
mom's not religious, yet and she wanted you to be a virgin until your wedding day.
Yep. I know. But at the same time, she never wanted me to depend on a man financially. So it was, I don't know, very, very complicated, confused messaging that I got. That's why I dress like a child.
No.
And I act like a whore.
Stop.
But I have the intellect of a stallion.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about acting like a whore. Lies.
Oh, golly. Okay.
What's the farthest you ever got with a guy? I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saving it for divorce.
And then you're going to like bone your ex?
I'm going to bone my divorce lawyer.
Ooh, I got a couple of good ones in my pocket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been divorced before?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
This is numero two?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm an experienced lady.
What happened to the first one? Let's tell all.
Ooh.
Spread Eagle.
Ooh.
Was the first one an actor? Should I know this?
No.
Vincent
Price. You should know this. No.
Vincent Bryce, Mario Batali.
I just wanted checked off the list. B, I was never great at hooking up with people because I don't think I'm a very good lover, and I was incredibly self-conscious of my body. So
why don't you just drink?
Well, I did, but then I would run away.
Even drunk, you felt like nervous?
Totally. Then I would run away. Yep. Run right back to my dorm room.
What about Xanax?
Wasn't happening in my part of the country at that time.
That's not true. That's a lie.
I guess I didn't have the right hookups. I needed to call Boca Raton.
Yeah, you need to go to Florida. The pill-popping capital of the world.
No.
So you got married right away, right out of college.
Well, no, I dated somebody for a long time. We ended up getting married, and
Vincent D'Onofrio.
How did you?
I'm like a, you know, the Long Island medium. If you have Vincent in your name, I'm like a Long Island Vincent medium.
What else do you see in me?
You dated for a long. I will answer
time.
That.
And time. Then how did you know?
Time. That's what I was going to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's like I can see it.
And then I did. How did it's you like know that? Vision. That is so weird. And you probably know what sign he was.
Vincent.
Astrological sign.
Aries. So close. Scorpion.
Well, I'm a Sagittarius, so you got that right.
And he's a Cancer.
So close. Oh my God, that's so weird. You know me so well.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, I think I'm nervous.
Are you? Don't be nervous. Do you want some Pepto?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Pepto is...
I want some goulash.
Can we talk about overrated foods at some point?
Do you cook?
I do like to cook, and I went to Prague, and I ate some goulash. That was like 3 brags.
What was the first... In
a row.
What's your favorite city?
Pretty much... When I went to Prague, Prague was my favorite city. Mm-hmm.
I had sex outside of a castle in Prague.
Super hot.
It was tight.
But out in the cold?
Out in the cold.
Oh.
With nuts.
Who?
Icicles.
Who is
dripping off my pubic hair.
Who is agreeing to this?
Vincent Price.
I'm imagining some poor gal sort of slammed up against the cold.
It was her suggestion.
Wall.
It
was like,
she motivated it. It was her idea.
And it lasted, 2 hours and 45 minutes? And she's like, now has like a scarred back for life?
No. It was nice. We were dating and it was fun.
All right, we're going to explore this more.
My clothes were a mess.
Were you able to like go back to a hostel at least afterwards or a tent?
We just went right back in the bar across the street and kept drinking.
And then were you able to like take her back to like at least a warm bed where she could cover up at some point?
No, that wasn't like having sex with like a 19th century orphan. I was like, this is my girlfriend at the time. She was like, we're in Prague. I don't know. We're drunk. She's like, let's fuck outside, like outside of this castle.
Because like, okay. It is like a gloomy, it's like creepy
Count Dracula. City. Yeah. No, it's gnarly. It's beautiful.
You had an odd ex that she was like, this city turns me on with its gloom and darkness. And well, I don't know. I guess maybe now I'm getting turned on by my own voice too. But anyway. Okay,
we 69 outside too. I was like,
I hope upright, vertical.
Vertical. Well, it was like a human wheel. We just like wheeled down the castle stairs.
Okay.
It's very painful.
So now we're going into our second improv. Are you ready?
Yo.
All right.
Baby.
All right. I'm going to need you to focus.
What's up?
So my name's...
I'm gassy. Straight up.
That's fine. You've been on a general meeting before, right? With like, you know, CEO, whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I mean...
Studio executives,
I know, like,
whatever.
3 execs at MySpace.
Great.
That I can get you in touch with.
Perfect. So
let's commit.
Karen Sarducci. I'm the CEO of Imaginarian Studios.
Okay.
I've called you in for a general meeting because I just think you're brilliant. So we'll go from here. Anyway, my assistant Donovan will call you in.
Eric. Hi, I'm Donovan.
Hey, Donovan.
You ready to see Karen now?
Jesus.
She's ready
Christ,
to see you.
You're handsome. Sure.
Right this
well,
way.
Well, I'd rather see you, Donovan.
Do you need another?
Holy
do you need
shit.
Another? Oh, well, I'm flattered. Do you need another coconut water? Or are you good?
How many dicks you got in that pants? In that pants? Let me start over. Donovan, where's your goddamn boss? I got to talk
right
to her.
Right this way.
Thank you.
Karen, this is Eric Andre. He's here to see you.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Donovan. Karen. Stop. Hi, I'm Ms. Karen
Sarducci.
Sarducci, it's so nice to meet you.
Sorry, I'm from Transylvania. That's a custom.
That's fairly funny. I have to tell you, I'm such a huge fan of yours. I think what you're doing is not only revolutionary, but so relevant.
Thank you.
And you're a very brilliant comedian. You are clearly a really brilliant writer and very, very inventive.
Stop.
I was just on vacation in Budapest with my kids, Milo and Ventimiglia. And they just love you so much. I was there with my husband, Stu, as well. But Milo and Ventimiglia, they love you, and they really have their finger on the pulse of Hollywood. So I had an idea. I want you to star and write in our next franchise. We have the rights
Gushers?
To...
We have the rights to Capri Sun.
Okay, Donovan, can you please tell Eric to wait?
Would you mind waiting? She's going to tell you what we have the rights to.
Sorry, Donovan. Holy shit, that's I want to suck
Donovan's
your assistant off.
So rude. I know, he's super rude.
What a hunk.
okay, so we have the rights to a few products, and I would love to sort of just get your take on them for a film.
Yeah, I feel you, girl. Preach. Okay.
The first one is the soup plantation.
I think that's great.
Do you have any initial thoughts of
the soup plantation movie?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, gotta get Jeff Goldblum. That's all I got.
No plot ideas?
It's a love story. With a lot of CGI and, you know, it's about,
okay, let me help you out a little bit, soup. Eric, because soup is, tends to be the food of people who have experienced extreme
failure.
Poverty.
Uh-huh.
Well, not failure. Let's not put it that way. But so when we're talking about the idea of soup, how do you make...
So the soup, is it like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld?
No. This soup is about hope.
Okay. Let's say the soup, it's kind of like the Tom Cruise cocktail movie, and the guy's flipping the soup all over. But here's the problem. Bill Cosby's guest bartending tonight, so everybody's got to get the Cos out, or we're all in trouble.
I like this.
You get Cos out of there. You get Tom Cruise in there. He's flipping the plates around. He's popping them off his
boner. He costs
boner.
A lot.
Costs a lot, but he's worth it. And I think the soup plantation franchise, it's a goddamn soup gold mine nowadays. They're just living on brandy wheels with biscuit caviar fucking dreams in their DuckTales mansion with a fucking pool of coins that Scrooge McDuck swims in every night. So we take all that sweet, sweet soup plantation money. We give it to Jeff Goldblum, and it is the first movie where we don't use cameras. It is all audio. It is a black screen for 6.5 hours, and you hear Goldblum. Dish it out.
Okay. All right. Donovan, are you taking notes?
I love this idea. I'm taking notes.
This actually sounds pretty inexpensive.
My publicist is under the table right now on all fours throwing up. Karen Scarducci.
Sarducci.
Sarducci.
Donovan, who the fuck is this?
I'm sorry.
No. Hear me out. You want me to slurp?
We'd like you to slurp, yes.
Maybe something.
Damn, little mama, you got a husband.
All right. We're gonna think about.
What's you have going a couple. There's a couple of other movies that Karen wanted to discuss with you. If that's okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Axe body spray.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go Axe my husband.
Axe the Body Spray, the movie.
Yeah,
you gotta get the situation from the Jersey Shore. You gotta get
okay,
Dan Aykroyd.
But let's pretend that you're the lead. We need a plot. I know it's hard to just brainstorm these things. Maybe
Life of Pi. It's like the hidden camera version of Life of Pi. You get me in a boat, you get the goddamn tiger, you set up a bunch of GoPros, and we go nuts.
I like the idea that the only form of personal hygiene is Axe Body Spray.
Oh, right, Axe Body Spray. And it's called Axe Body Spray, the movie. No, it's called Tyler Perry's...
No one.
Tyler Perry's Axe Body Spray, the movie. 2 in 3D at the IMAX.
But then at the same time,
Do you know I saw Precious in 3D at the IMAX on mushrooms?
Yeah. On mushrooms?
Mm-hmm.
You've broken Karen Sarducci's character. Really? Yeah, yeah. On mushrooms?
Sarducci, take a back seat because I was tripping balls.
Okay. No. Why? First of all, you're fucking with me.
No.
You saw Precious was in 3D.
I saw Precious in 3D at the IMAX on mushrooms. And they had those, you
this
know, those shaky
like
seats at Universal
the
Studios.
The worst night of my life.
The shaking seats.
Yeah.
The Universal Studios. The one they had the rumble seats. Series. Rumble seats.
Rumble
right,
seats.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Where did they rumble in that movie?
Whenever Monique would enter. Isn't that fucked?
Yes. That sounds horrible.
It was so intense.
But, I mean, I love that movie. But,
why do you sound like Ernest? But Ernest goes to camp. You know what I mean, Vern?
Why would you ever see anything like that in 3D?
It wasn't in 3D.
It was in 4D. It was
you're
San
fucking
Andreas.
With me.
Why do you have two phones?
It's such a long, boring story.
You
don't want to hear it.
Our viewers, can you tell our listeners your personal cell phone number, just in case they have a question after the show, they can give you a little buzz.
Whose phone number did you put up on your show?
Seth Rogen's.
It was his real phone number, right?
Call it. Absolutely.
It really was,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Give him a buzz. Give him a little ring-a-ding. Ding-dong. I like a
do-go-bong-a-bong-bong-bong. Can we?
Sorry, I got bit by Bootsy Collins last night.
Hey, will you do this? Like, will you do that for like the next 30 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Everyone's going to love this. This is gonna... Our listenership is going to just go through the roof. Go
through the roof.
Go through the roof. Go through the roof.
This is the most unlistenable. Am I your worst guest
no,
ever?
You're incredible.
You're not gonna
I
use
actually
any of
have
this.
Never heard these guys laugh
you're
so much.
You're not going to use a single frame of
Mike,
whatever.
Mike never laughs.
Get your hands off
got,
me. That
you
is
got
sexual
Mike
harassment, and I will take you all the way to the Supreme Court.
I'm sorry. Please don't. I have prosopagnosia.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Shit, I'm a Sagittarius.
What? When's your birthday?
April 4th. April 4th, 1983.
That makes you not a Sagittarius.
April 4th? Oh, what's up? Trey. The birthday no one gives a shit about.
Do you find that people in LA
Do you get along with the Waynes, or is there a lot of animosity?
No, I love them.
I'm talking Kim. I'm talking like more like peripheral Wayans. I'm talking their parents.
I love them.
Can you imagine giving birth to 10 comedians? It's fucking nuts. It's like her vagina is the Laugh Factory. Every kid she gave birth to is a comedian?
I gotta say, we do Kegel breaks on set, like on Mom. I'll be like, Kegel break, everybody. And we'll sit there in silence because you can't talk when you're doing a Kegel. And I love it that this is like the most interested you've been all night.
I'm fascinated. Could you imagine
Everyone, you dear listeners, he's now looking at me with wide
the
eyes.
Wanes.
This
the
is the
wanes.
First time he like gave you like full attention. He's like, we really wanted to hear more about this.
Kegel.
And did the Keenan Ivory Wanes? Did his mom? Did all their moms? Is it all the same mom and dad? This woman gave birth to 10 comedians. Did you meet their parents?
Very briefly.
Really?
Yeah, very, very, very briefly. Only at like a premiere and in New York. Yeah, and I was like,
they're just exhausted. Oh, God.
I was so into myself, like in my, like the night of my first premiere, that I have no idea what anybody else.
Were
I couldn't.
You nervous?
Oh, terrified.
Really?
But thrilled.
Do you have anxiety? What'd you say?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get nervous when you perform?
Why are we turning this around on me? Do you get nervous when you perform?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Now, but you're about to spin it right back around. I see the wink in your eyes. All right. Yeah,
combo.
I don't know.
Just having a combo.
Uh-huh. Just a combo. You say one thing and then you're going to spin it right back to me.
Just having a combo.
Come on. Thanks.
Complete transparency. I want you to feel safe. This is safe
in my own home.
I want you to feel safe in your own home. This is bad, though. You shouldn't have actors and comedians coming into your house.
Why?
That's not safe.
Why? They might kill me?
They're emotionally disturbed. Why do you think we're watching them?
Well, actually,
you've worked with actors. Most of them are beep-boo.
Yeah. Yeah. Bing, yeah. Boom. But also, I can't help but love them.
I know, but most of them are disturbed.
Totally. But
I mean,
can't you help? But don't you love them as well? Like, kind of... No, no.
I mean, some of them are brats.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Some of them
are. Are you dating an actress right now?
So you're from Seattle? Or?
Hey, Boca Raton.
Boca Raton, Florida.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Represent 561. LA.
Do you like LA?
I do, but I told my friends the other night, I was like, I'm going to move back to New York City.
Why?
I'm moving back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough. You like Bob Dylan? Then you know what the fuck I'm talking about, G. My sister lives in DC. My parents live in Florida. I'd be closer to my family. And I just feel like an East Coaster. It feels like lonely here.
Yeah.
Like isolated.
Yes. Because everything...
It's easier here in a weird way and less distracting.
Like, what do you mean easier?
Because the weather's consistent and it's kind of like suburban.
Time blends into itself.
Yeah. Time blends into itself. That's not that you like a weird Edgar
you
Allan
once
Poe
again
route.
Looked. You looked at me once again with like some kind of respect that you didn't have before.
But do you miss... You like LA. Do you miss Washington? State?
Yes,
do you got a little
do.
Place up there?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, nice.
But I don't...
On the islands?
On the islands.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful up there.
Well, come visit.
Sure.
But I don't know what place is home anymore, because I've lived here since 1999, and it's given me so many gifts, like the best friends that I have now, and also a lot, you know, there's clearly a lot of flaws. It's a town that's easy to just throw you out. You got to continue to sort of hustle around and there's no finish line. But
like you're loading a revolver. As you say.
But
drinking a bottle of Old Crow.
But I don't know what home is quite as much anymore as I used to. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't do things that fulfill me.
Is this
me
whole
creatively.
Thing about you, or are you going to ask me a single goddamn question?
I asked you already, and you diverted. The only thing you give me,
what a,
you're dating
well
like a little gal. You sort of like
dating
things
a
up.
Little gal
you like things up
good.
The ass, and you're from Boca Raton.
No, but I know what you mean. I think that it's disorienting. You feel disoriented. You're like, where's my home?
Well, I just don't know what it what it is. For a long time, I felt like LA was my home, but yeah. Now with a kid and stuff, I don't know if it is. But at the same time, I want to be able to do things like this podcast and my show. He's from also Washington State.
Really?
I got a little thrown because you said the word boo.
Where's your boo thing from?
I'm going to later on. We're going to rewatch a little Game of Thrones and I'm going to be like, hey, boo thing. Let's get freaky while we watch a little salsa.
Who's your celebrity crush growing up? Scott Baio?
No. Steve Who Urkel? Was yours?
Steve Urkel.
No, come on. Who was it?
Paul Abdul. Paul Abdul. I swear to God. I swear my first 5-year-old boner was to Paula fucking Abdul.
I love it that you were.
And then I would like jack off to En Vogue videos.
Oh my God. At like 6?
At like 10, I would jack off to.
Did your mom
Jenny
ever
McCarthy
catch you?
Jenny McCarthy on Singled Out, Baywatch, and En Vogue videos. They're like.
I think those are hot. What about Janet Jackson and the thing? No?
Janet Not so Jackson much? With the boob cover with like the hands on her boobs.
But that was you.
That was me.
You well, did that.
She would go to jail if that was me.
But you did like that 11. as your.
Oh, I did that as my Tinder profile.
Which
pic,
was
yeah.
amazing.
Thanks.
So wait, okay, so it was Paula.
Big time. She was so hot. Straight up now, tell me. I'd be like glued to the screen, 5 years old, and I would get like a little 5-year-old boner. And I'd be like, Mom, why is my pee-pee big? And she'd be like, that means you're tired. Go to bed. And I was like, huh, I don't feel tired. I feel quite the opposite. I feel great. I guess Paula Abdul makes me tired.
Oh, boy.
That was your way of getting rid of me and my boner.
And then who'd it become like when you were 16, 17?
Oof, I don't know. Kathy Ireland and Necessary oh, yeah. Roughness.
40 yards.
40 yards?
She kicked the field goal.
Oh, yeah. Yards. Oh, I just looked at the poster.
Oh, okay.
And sprayed my DNA all over my room. Lauryn Hill, I also jacked off to a lot.
Fugees,
yeah. All
well,
three
she
Fugees.
Was really hot, but that's she's a very hot. Strong presence to jerk off to. I mean, she yeah, might yeah, not be yeah. like the most generous of lovers. I mean, she's a very strong, powerful woman, but.
I don't know. I jack off to really anything. I jacked off to like my science teacher.
Do you feel bad for the janitors in high school that had to clean boys' bathrooms?
No, I felt must bad have been... for my mom and my grandma.
Who had to clean your
to clean
socks?
My sheets. It was like you pull the.
Did you do sheet. The sock like, thing?
It was like Velcro.
And they didn't make you do it? Because I'm going to make my son clean his own sheets.
Oh, you do not want to go in there once he turns 10. Just it have is... a fucking hazmat suit in there. Leather gloves.
Gross.
It's gross. Ugh. It's gross. From my first pube. I remember my first pube came out. And I was like, fuck, I really
You're a
can't
man
stop
now.
Playing with my penis. And I watched History of the World with Mel Brooks because there's a lot of cleavage in it.
What about like Porky's and stuff like fucking... that? Or are you
no,
too
Porky's,
young for...
Yeah, I'm like off the Porky's cusp. Porky's did not age well. I'm like, oh, these guys are like rapists, like pederasts. They're like, hey, the wacky rape pederast fucking sociopaths are at it again in Porky's. It's like, ay, ay, ay. Committing crimes against humanity by poking holes in the women's locker room. And you're like, huh?
It's true.
What about in Revenge of the Nerds when the guy puts on the Darth Vader mask and fucks the cheerleader?
That was rape.
That's rape.
That's rape.
And then she was like, oh my God, I thought you were my boyfriend, but you tricked yeah. me. You're a nerd. Yeah. And I guess now I'm in love with you. I'm like, nope.
Been there, done that.
It's to play it safe. Was afraid to fly.
Wait, this hold
it. All he needs was a fork. Like a death row body, and all you need is a spoon. It's a spoon, man. I am Big Pentameter. I went to summer stock, and I went to the med school. I went to a home, and I am the autofill feature on my iPhone. And you know what I said to the police officer, Brugatada, Nailin, Haina, Melakalombre, Priya Guffin.
Okay, come on. If you did a little bit slower, I could do it. Okay. I could do it a little bit better if you did a little
all
bit slower.
All I have to say is
Caramucho, Scarabayo,
Yo quieres que seas mi pequeña chocolate.
Oh, come on. You're making it a little bit harder for me than it needs to be. I could do it better.
Okay. I am just going to tell
you. You have to go back.
I'm just going to tell you one little sassy little tiny secret.
That was amazing. That was great. Loved
we
it. Nice
practiced
job.
That.
You guys killed it.
Four.
Nice job, guys. We're gonna flip it right now.
So okay. you have to you have to do my words.
He's not even.
Who have you interviewed on the show?
No. This is my control. No.
Just tell me.
You know what? She wants to answer too. Look at you. You're such a charming interviewer that she wants to answer. I know she wants to. She wants to answer right now.
Let's see if you can break her. Are you worried that you can't succeed?
In
you
general?
Are. You are. Right.
We all are. Who? Who did you interview?
What do you mean? Who have I interviewed?
Who has been on the show? I'm not episode one.
President Obama? Like
no.
Fucking. Mike?
Just everyone at this table?
Fucking.
We're not recording this, are we? We haven't been recording this whole time. I'm starting to
it
see
is
what's
true
going on
that
here.
You might get killed tonight.
Do you know what we do during the second part of our show?
I know.
We call strangers.
We call strangers and we give them relationship advice.
Okay, yes. Great. Let's
so we're going to take a quick little break after we give you your treat.
Yeah, we're going to give you a treat. Okay. Take a 5-minute break.
Do you mind?
I'm kind of hungry.
Are you pressed for time?
No, I'm allergic.
Are you sure?
I'm allergic to nuts.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, Cassie should be here any second with her his gift.
Oh.
Guess what? It's a small ice cream sandwich topped with ranch dressing.
Oh. Thank you. So much. You know what? That looks so good. I'm just going to leave it there and just...
You're not going to take a bite?
I will. Eventually.
When? Come
probably
on.
A while.
You're kind of hungry though, right?
Yeah.
Eric, just take a bite. Dude, come on.
I will. Just later. When you guys are asleep. Tomorrow.
You sure? Looks pretty good.
No, yeah, it looks so good that I have to leave it there and...
Wait, Cassie! Cassie,
We missed it!
Dear listeners,
we missed it!
He did it! He really did it!
Describe what he just did. Describe what he just did since we missed
it
on
camera. Dear listeners, Cassie just served Eric a ice cream sandwich topped with ranch dressing.
I should have washed my hands.
And he actually took a big old bite in a brave, brave fashion. Very, very proud. And we didn't even provide you with any napkins.
How is it?
Mira, can you lick the fucking
ranch off?
Cuando miro tus ojos, veo el universo. Veo la fantasía. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Okay, now this is getting hard.
Do you have a napkin? Toy boat. Don't you dare kick that light. Hurry up.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna throw up.
This.
That was fucking gross.
Do you want to take a 5-minute break?
Yeah.
I
want
to take a 25-minute break.
All right, we'll be right back. And we're gonna
start tomorrow. Part two starts tomorrow.
Call some of our listeners.
You guys gotta bite into it.
No way!
All right, well, no,
is this what you want out of me?